In news that should send a chill down the spine of every patriot, Bill Gates is now calling on world leaders to surrender the sovereignty of their nations to the World Health Organization's Global Health Emergency Corps. The globalist elite are becoming increasingly arrogant and are now saying the quiet parts out loud. Whereas once this kind of talk would have been only possible in a dark and smoky back room, Gates is now sharing his vision for the dismantlement of US sovereignty in the New York Times op-ed pages. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and consider joining the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive uncensored videos. The link is in the description box below this video. Declaring his support for the WHO's global pandemic treaty, Gates argues that the WHO should be viewed as a global fire department for pandemics that seizes control of nations on a global level during health emergencies. Once upon a time, these views, expressed publicly, would have got a man strung up for treason. The WHO's treaty will essentially establish an unelected global authoritarian regime that will override local laws with global protocols if the United Nations agency declares a health emergency. All 194 of the WHO member nations are set to vote on the amendments and finalise the new treaty by May 2024. The accord will give the Chinese Communist Party-linked WHO ultimate control over US pandemic policies such as lockdowns, censorship, masking, vaccine mandates, and public surveillance. Unsurprisingly, Joe Biden publicly affirmed the US government's commitment to the agreement. This should come as no surprise considering his family's considerable backdoor financial entanglements with the Chinese, which in another era, again, would have got a public official strung up for treason. Now, let's just slow things down for a second and spell a few things out as clearly as possible. Bill Gates is the World Health Organization's leading donor, ahead of both the US government and the Chinese government. And the same Bill Gates is demanding the WHO have the right to override the sovereignty of nations whenever they decide to declare a pandemic. And don't forget, this is the same Bill Gates who played a leading role in funding the gain of research-backed coronavirus research in Wuhan that almost certainly caused the COVID pandemic in the first place. This is a shameless naked power grab by Gates and the globalist elites, and it must not be allowed to succeed. In news that should send a chill down the spine of every patriot, Bill Gates is now calling on world leaders to surrender the sovereignty of their nations to the World Health Organization's Global Health Emergency Corps. The globalist elite are becoming increasingly arrogant and are now saying the quiet parts out loud. Whereas once this kind of talk would have been only possible in a dark and smoky back room, Gates is now sharing his vision for the dismantlement of US sovereignty in the New York Times op-ed pages. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and consider joining the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive uncensored videos. The link is in the description box below this video. Declaring his support for the WHO's global pandemic treaty, Gates argues that the WHO should be viewed as a global fire department for pandemics that seizes control of nations on a global level during health emergencies. Once upon a time, these views, expressed publicly, would have got a man strung up for treason. The WHO's treaty will essentially establish an unelected global authoritarian regime that will override local laws with global protocols if the United Nations agency declares a health emergency. All 194 of the WHO member nations are set to vote on the amendments and finalise the new treaty by May 2024. The accord will give the Chinese Communist Party-linked WHO ultimate control over US pandemic policies such as lockdowns, censorship, masking, vaccine mandates, and public surveillance. Unsurprisingly, Joe Biden publicly affirmed the US government's commitment to the agreement. This should come as no surprise considering his family's considerable backdoor financial entanglements with the Chinese, which in another era, again, would have got a public official strung up for treason. Now, let's just slow things down for a second and spell a few things out as clearly as possible. Bill Gates is the World Health Organization's leading donor, ahead of both the US government and the Chinese government. And the same Bill Gates is demanding the WHO have the right to override the sovereignty of nations whenever they decide to declare a pandemic. And don't forget, this is the same Bill Gates who played a leading role in funding the gain of research-backed coronavirus research in Wuhan that almost certainly caused the COVID pandemic in the first place. This is a shameless naked power grab by Gates and the globalist elites, and it must not be allowed to succeed.